Welcome to National Gallery of Art Music Programs, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery has enjoyed a close cooperative relationship with the Embassy of Norway in Washington since 1972, when the gallery presented its first exhibition of prints by Norwegian master artist Edvard Munch. In recent years, one of the gallery's December concerts has regularly been included in the Norwegian Christmas Festival at Union Station, a citywide celebration of Norwegian culture that begins in late November with the lighting of the huge Christmas tree from Norway. In December of 2009, the Norwegian Christmas Festival concert was played at the gallery by trumpeter Tine Ting Helseth and pianist Stefan Horn. National Gallery Music Department head Stephen Ackert tells us about the performers and their program.
Tine Ting Helseth began to play the trumpet at age 7, and now that she is 23, she is already one of the leading soloists of her generation. She has appeared as a concerto soloist with various orchestras, including the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra, the Staatsphilharmonie Rheinland-Pfalz, the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, the Wiener Symphoniker, and the Zürcher Kammerorchester, as well as all the major Norwegian symphony orchestras. She won a Borletti Buitoni Trust Fellowship in 2009 and is currently a student in Oslo with Arnulf Nauer Nielsen, the trumpeter who teaches there. In 2007, Helseth was named Newcomer of the Year in every genre at the Norwegian Grammy Awards, the first classical performer ever to win in every category. In 2006, she received the prestigious Prince Eugen's Culture Prize in Stockholm, awarded by Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden, as well as the Norwegian Soloist Prize. And in that same year, she was named the Norwegian Broadcasting Soloist of the Year. And the year before, 2005, she had been appointed Musician of the Year in Norway. Tine Ting Helseth is the artistic leader of an all-female 10-piece ensemble, which she calls 10-thing brass ensemble, or maybe they pronounce it 10-ting brass ensemble in Norway. The pianist who collaborates with her in this concert, Stefan Horn, was raised on the west coast of Norway. He started playing the piano at age 6 and was a longtime student of Astrid Ellingsen at the Haugensund Music School. In 1993, Horn won the Norwegian Youth Piano Championship, and in 1996 won second prize in the Smetana International Piano Competition in the Czech Republic. Stefan Horn has given concerts in Angola, China, the Czech Republic, Egypt, Germany, Iran, Italy, Norway, Poland, Russia, Slovakia, Venezuela, and of course here in the United States. In 2002, he gave his debut performance at Oslo University and his London debut in Wigmore Hall. He has performed as a soloist with the Cairo Symphony Orchestra, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, the Orchestra Simon Bolivar in Venezuela, the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra, and most recently, right here in the Washington area, as soloist for the Grieg Piano Concerto with the Alexandria Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Kim Allen Kluge. Our concert begins with trumpeter Tine Ting Helseth and pianist Stefan Horn playing works by the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů and Maurice Ravel. From Martinů, we hear the Sonatine for trumpet and piano, and by Ravel, the piece in the form of a habanera. Both works have one movement.
Thank you.
We've been listening to trumpeter Tina Ting-Helseth and pianist Stefan Horn playing works by Martinu and Ravel, Martinu's Sonatine for trumpet and piano, and Ravel's piece in the form of a habanera. Our performers turn next to music of Chopin and Grieg. Grieg was still a relatively young man when he had an opportunity to purchase some property on a lake near Bergen and build a house on it to his own specifications. The place came to be known as Trollhaugen, and Grieg and his family lived there for the rest of his life. There were many happy occasions at this location, as you can imagine, and one of them was a family wedding, for which Grieg wrote The Wedding Day at Trollhaugen. We hear now two familiar melodies, Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp major, Opus 64, and Edvard Grieg's Wedding Day at Trollhaugen.
Thank you.
piece is originally composed by Chopin and Grieg at the National Gallery of Art by pianist Stefan Horn. Our guest performers, both Norwegians, turned to the music of one of the great Norwegian composers of the 20th century, Harald Sæverud. Sæverud, the most prolific and well-known Norwegian composer since Edvard Grieg, studied piano and harmony at the Musical Academy in Bergen and published his first piece of music in 1919. The works that he composed around that time showed the influence of Brahms and Bruckner. But by 1943, when Sæverud composed the pieces that our guest artists included in their program, he had begun to experiment with other musical styles. After the Nazi invasion of Norway in 1940, Sæverud felt an urge to begin composing music that was characteristically Norwegian, with works such as Shepherd's Tune Variations, Festa Campestre, and Sinfonia Dolorosa. In 1952, Sæverud was inducted into the Swedish Musical Society, and in 1957 he was granted knighthood in the Order of St. Olaf, first class. We hear Norwegian pianist Stefan Horn playing two pieces that Sæverud wrote in 1943, Rondo Amoroso, Opus 14, and Kjempevise Slotten, Opus 22.
Thank you.
We've been listening to a concert that was performed at the National Gallery of Art in December 2009 by trumpeter Tina Ting Helseth and pianist Stefan Horn, both Norwegians. They were performing in the context of the Norwegian Christmas Festival in Washington, which included this concert at the National Gallery of Art. I'm Stephen Ackert, head of the music department at the National Gallery, and it's been my pleasure to bring you this concert in podcast form. I hope you will soon join me at the gallery on a Sunday at 6:30 p.m. or a Wednesday at noon as we continue the 69-year-old tradition of weekly concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.